Now, yesterday we commenced a discussion on the sources of barakah. And we explained that we need barakah at any time in our lives, even when everything is going well. But more now than ever before do we require barakah. Things are really tough. People are really challenged. Situation is dire for many. We spoke about two things yesterday. Starting everything with Bismillah. It puts a lot of barakah in everything that we do. And reading Quran. Quran will bring a lot of barakah into our daily routine. Now today I want to share another two tips with you and remind you once again that yesterday we discussed that what is barakah? Barakah is when you do a lot with little, simply put. You do a lot with little, and if you have a lot, then it yields much more fruit than somebody else who has the same total of a lot but doesn't have barakah in it. The first is eating together. You know, people who have visitors frequenting their house will know this. Many times when there's visitors coming on short notice, unexpected, you start panicking, hey, will there be enough? And then all of a sudden, it just works out that, you know, it's adequate. It just works out that it turns out to be enough. So it shows the barakah of eating together. We are in lockdown, albeit level 3, so there aren't davets and all of those kind of things. However, in the home, sometimes we can become a little complacent. The father is working in one corner because he's working from home, so he's eating at his desk. The mother is eating in the kitchen. The kids are busy with Zoom classes, so they're eating lunch there. Try and work around everyone's schedule so you have your meals together. There's greater barakah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's narration in Abu Dawood, the sahaba once said, "Inna na'kul wa la nashba." That we eat, but we are not satiated. We don't get satisfied, you know. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَفْتَرِقُونَ. Perhaps you're eating separately. قَالُوا نَعَمْ. They said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, we eat separately. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَجْتَمِعُوا عَلَىٰ طَعَامِكُمْ وَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ يُبَارِكْ لَكُمْ فِيهِ. That if you gather together at your food and mention Allah's name, you will be blessed in it. If you gather together at your food and mention Allah's name, you will be blessed in it. This narration is in Abu Dawood. So do this as a family. Inshallah, there'll be greater barakah. Then the next point or tip is honesty in trade. Look, I don't have to elaborate too much on this, right? We all know about how important it is to be honest. التاجر الصدوق الأمين مع النبيين والصديقين. The one who does business in an honest way. In a truthful way, will be granted the rank of the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada on the day of Qiyamah. Now, when the going is tough, when sales are down, you are more vulnerable, and Shaitan will try more to tempt you to get involved in dealings that are not fair. And he'll create all justifications for you in your mind, including the spiking of prices due to the lack of a certain item, lying about the quality of an item, adding water to sanitizers before reselling it, that kind of thing. But remember, you may make more money. There won't be barakah. We require barakah. We don't just require money. We require quality, not just quantity. That it's important for us to realize that. We make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He grants us barakah. The source of all barakah, the granter of all barakah is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And we make dua in that regard.